good screening in front, and the Huskies, like that, are up 2-0.
Real heads-up play by Mark Ock, wasn't it?
Well, he had his head up, like you said, literally heads up. He had his head up the whole time. He could see the situation, what was unfolding. He had some room up top. They didn't put much pressure on him up top because of the broken stick. They broke one of their sticks. And, he can shoot the puck. Like, there was no big wind-up, no big slap shot, just a good, hard, heavy, quick wrist shot. And he can shoot the puck. Obviously, you can see that. And it all started with the screen in front. Brent Baltus did a really nice job in front. We always talk about taking the goalie's eyes away so he can't see. Most goaltenders now are going to stop 99% of the things that they can see. So they're just that good. So this day and age, you have to make sure you have to get people to the net, get traffic to the net, take the goalie's eyes away. I thought a lot of times this weekend we did not do that. We were standing to the side of the goalie and trying to redirect the puck, which is okay, but you need somebody right on top of him, right in front of him, so he can't see it. We have to do a better job there.
Mark Ock gets the goal. Max Vallis, Joel Esperance, the assist. It was a power play goal at the 5:36 mark, and we come back with an even strength goal. And this was 4-on-4 at the time. At the 9:22 mark, Brent Baltus gets his first of two. And they say no icing. Falling down on the play was Roy. Here's a turnover. Saved by Phillips. Rebound scooped up, and what a move by Hanna to slip it between the legs of the forechecker and get it up the center ice and now inside of the Laurentian zone. Hanna spins around quickly back to the point. Roy with the shot. Tipped in front. They score! Brent Baltus with the goal for the Huskies. 3-0 Michigan Tech.
A great transition game right there, Coach, after a brilliant save by Phillips, and that goes to show what a good goaltending can do. It can help your offense out quite a bit.
Well, Jamie played very well this weekend. He made some critical saves at key times when either we were tied or maybe just had a one-goal lead that really kept them from getting any energy. You know, if you can keep another team down and they don't score, it's hard to get any excitement, any energy, and that's what you're trying to do. And Jamie made that subtle save, and you're right. Then our transition game, which we have to continue to get better. We do have good speed, but we have to jump from offense to defense, defense to offense quicker. If we can do it quicker, we'll create more scoring opportunities and we'll be better defensively also. But Boeing, you know, what can you say? He's got a nose for the net.
Talk about there was that great move by, you can hear in the call, great move by Shane Hanna. I don't know if that was maybe a risky move or not, but he had a guy right on him. He had to slip it through the legs, and he did, and all of a sudden the seas opened up for him.
Well, good players like Shane Hanna, you have to give them some rope, to do things, and that's why you recruit skilled players and good players, and at times they're not going to be able to make that play, or they're going to get checked or turn the puck over, whatever, but your top players, you give them room, and that's why you recruit guys like Shane Hanna. You know, he's a high risk, high reward. I even shouldn't say high risk, because his plus minus was one of the tops in the country last year. So the guy like him, you want to give him some room to be able to play a skill game and try some things. And obviously in that situation, it turned out.
So we're up 3-0. We give up, and that's going into the third period. We had 13 shots in the first, 13 in the second. We did give up 9 shots in that second period. Any concerns with that, or that did that have to do with, I don't remember how many power plays they had?
No, we got sloppy a little bit, I thought. Just some turnovers. We tried to do some things, like we talked about with Shane a little bit, individualistic. We tried to, beat players one-on-one when we didn't have space and or speed. And when you do that, against good teams, you're going to give some chances up. And I think that they took advantage of it. They turned the heat up a little bit on us. And we had a little sag or lag there in the second period, and they created some shots. But, overall, not too worried about it.
So we go into third period up by 3. They do score on a redirect. Nicholas Dion gets the goal. Nick Esposito was the shot taker on that, and Gary Horick gets the assist. Not much Jamie Phillips could do on that one.
No, it was a blown coverage. I mean, we had plenty of people back, and we just sort of all got puck watching. And what I mean by that is, instead of just turning up and picking up a player, we just sort of all, like the puck was a magnet, we all drifted towards the puck, and it just popped to they had two loose guys. The guy shot the puck, and then the guy was in front of the net. So we did not do a very good job of that. But that's something that, you're going to have some mistakes like that, even in February after we've played a little bit. But you're just trying to eliminate those mistakes. Understand there's got to be some communication and some reading the situation there. And we'll continue to get better.
We do get the fourth goal of the game, though, for the Huskies. Brett Bowen, his second of the evening.
2-1 developing. Pass over for Ike. Coming down with Shannon, there. Goal! Bowen, I couldn't see who that was. Bowen with the goal. Height with a beautiful pass. And the Huskies take a 4-1 lead on a pretty 2-on-1 play.
Nice job by C.J. Ike right there. I wasn't able to catch who it was until the very end, but it was Brett Bowen coming down that far side there. And C.J. waited and put it over there at the right time.
Well, he did. And I said Bowen got that second goal. It was actually Baltus, I think.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Great play. Reed Sterls took a hit to make a play. I mean, he got hit pretty good. But he understood the guy. He read the situation. He felt the situation. I don't know if he actually saw their player stepping up on him, which hit Reed pretty good. But Reed felt it and just redirected the puck, which created the 2-on-1. And I thought C.J. did a real nice play, sort of came off his off wing, held it fake, took it to his back end, then made a perfect pass. So it was a big goal. It gave us some separation. We could relax a little bit. But they showed good speed, those two guys, beating the back checker up the ice and making a great play.
Yeah, that was Bowen's second of the evening. Brent Baltus gets his second of the evening, this one on the power
Lucchini
play.
Lucchini curls back up top. Lucchini looking over for Ock now on the right side. Pass to the back door coming in. Lucchini, and the Huskies will hold it in. Shot taken. Save made. Rebound. Bouncy puck scores! There it is. Brent Baltus with the second goal of the game. And the Huskies go up by a score of 5-1.
I could have put that one in, Coach. I know you're going to say that. So,
I wasn't thinking about that one. I think it was the one earlier, the first one that he got. But no.
Was that the first? Yeah, I guess
that
you're
was the
right.
First one. Yeah. No, great play by Ock, you know, getting the puck through. And Mark's doing a real good job. He had a good year last year, put up some good numbers. He's a real good power play guy for us. I think we're going to have two good units this year. Which will make it a little more difficult on other teams to defend, you know, if we have two good groups on the power play. Great shot, great goal, and that's where you're going to get goals. If you look at all the goals we scored this weekend, where the goals came from, where we were on the ice, you know, obviously Ox scored the one from the blue line, but most of our other goals were right in that paint area where you're going to have to get in there and get dirty and pay the price to score some goals.
And that was the problem in the first period on Friday night, it seemed like, right?
We just didn't get to the net. They did a good job. They made it difficult to get there. If you had to go anywhere near the net, you were going to get some, in the old days, you'd say some lumber, you know, whether it's across your arm or the back of your leg or back of your back, you were going to get, you know, a good whack and hack, and they made it difficult to want to stand in there. But I guess it's not lumber anymore, Dirk. What's it, composite?
Yeah, graphite.
Graphite,
I don't know what it is.
You'd take some metal anyway.
it's expensive, that's all I know. It's a lot.
Still hurts, though. I know that. You should see after a game, it's really amazing when you see the bodies and how beat up some of our guys are after the games. You know, you still have a lot of equipment, but between sticks and the boards and the pucks hitting you and whatnot. I mean, you come out, if you don't have a mark on you, Dirk, if you don't have a mark on you, then that means you probably didn't get into some areas or play gritty enough in the game.
Well, it seems like there's always guys in the tub and icing something. Or
the cold tub after the game. But really, all the little nicks and bruises and whatnot on your body, it's amazing. And our guys paid the price this weekend, and that's good. They're willing to do that. I like this team. We've got a little bit of everything. We have some size. We have some toughness. We have some speed. We have some creativity. We've got good defensemen, a good defensive system. We've got good goaltenders. So the recipe is there. So now it's all laid out on just when you go to bake a cake, Derek. It's all laid out. Now you got to mix it all together with the right, you know, ingredients amount, right amount, and then make sure you know how to bake it properly and everything so it turns out. So we've got the ingredients. Now we've got to find a way. It's a little chemistry project. Make sure we have the right chemistry and put everything together and see how it goes.
5-1 the final. The Huskies outshoot Laurentian 42-17 on Friday night. The Michigan Tech 2-for-7 on the power play. Did get 12 shots on goal, but I know you still weren't totally satisfied with the special teams, which obviously take a little while to get going.
Yeah, and we really, when you think about it, we've only had 1 week on the ice with our team, and there's so many different areas that you want to touch upon. It's hard to get everything in with within really 4 days of practice.
Right.
You know, just think of all the things you need to do. But and we didn't get on our power play a lot. We didn't practice any 5-on-3, which we'll talk about next night. But we didn't even talk about our penalty killing forecheck much. So we've got a lot of work still to do. But I thought these games were good. It showed us some areas that maybe we weren't as ready or as prepared that we need to be. But we will be ready this weekend. We'll get to work on those things.
Sounds good. We'll talk about Saturday night's game when we come back here on the Mel Pearson Show. If you have a question for Coach, email it to me right now, dj@themix93.com.